USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Country music icon Toby Keith has died. A message on his social media account stated the 62-year-old passed away peacefully, surrounded by family, last night. He had been diagnosed with stomach cancer not too long ago. Chemotherapy, radiation treatments, and surgery appear to have failed to keep him alive. Keith is survived by his wife and his three children. He sold more than 40 million records over the course of his iconic country music career. A new poll is showing the impact that online sports betting has on Americans.
According to the Siena College St. Bonaventure survey, 39% of people asked said they have wagered on sporting events, while 19% admitted to having an online betting account. 93% said it was fun. 85% look at it as a way to make money. There are also fans who believe online betting will impact organized sports and that it should be regulated by the federal government. I'm Dave Collins.
The flood watch covering San Diego County has been extended until 10 p.m. tonight, courtesy of the latest storm making its gradual descent from Southern California and into the San Diego area.
The Pacific jet stream is pushing all this moisture and atmospheric river into our region. So this will be a slow-moving, prolonged period of rain.
Jury deliberations will continue today in the involuntary manslaughter trial of Jennifer Crumbly in Michigan. She's the mother of Ethan Crumbly, who shot and killed four classmates and injured seven others at Oxford High School in November 2021. He's now serving life in prison without parole. Jennifer and her husband, James, were both charged with four counts of involuntary manslaughter, as prosecutors say they ignored signs their son was having serious mental health problems. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul saying GOP lawmakers in the U.S. House should not be opposing compromise immigration reform. So far, Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson's argued the immigration reform compromise legislation in the Senate is inadequate and will not deter illegal border crossings. Former President Trump said on Fox News this week the bill does not offer anything for Republicans.
If it is not solved, it will be exclusively their fault and on their hands because they refuse to do what they're supposed to do by their jobs, is to protect and defend our nation.
Nevada is facing a complex presidential contest this week with a Republican primary on Tuesday and party-run caucuses on Thursday. Following disputes over scheduling and procedures in Donald Trump, the Republican frontrunner is expected to secure all delegates in the caucuses against an unknown businessman. Nikki Haley will be on the primary ballot without Trump, ensuring her victory, but no delegates. And the elder Pat Mahomes will be at the Super Bowl despite being arrested in Texas.
Despite a recent drunk driving arrest in Texas over the weekend, Pat Mahomes, the father of Kansas City Chiefs star Patrick Mahomes, has been granted permission to travel to the Super Bowl. The judge in Smith County opted not to impose a travel ban on him, but has prohibited him from consuming alcohol while he's in Las Vegas. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.